Please join with me in prayer. Holy God, we ask that from the written word and the spoken word, we might find your true and everlasting word. And having found that word, may it shape our hearts, our actions, our thoughts, indeed, our lives. Amen. Take off your shoes. No, really, take off your shoes. Undo your laces if you can. Pull back the straps of your sandals if you dare. I know some of you won't. I know that this is a bit of a stretch for some, and I understand that. But for those of you who are willing, undo a little bit of that which confines you. Someone joined in right away. There are shoes in the aisle. I love it. God said to Moses, take off your shoes, because where you are is holy ground. EPH, the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing, which this congregation helped to found, is 25 years old this year. 25 years old. When their board asked me to write their appeal letter this spring, I knew that it needed to be special. Most often when we receive letters from social service organizations, they take one of two forms. They either focus on the profound need that the organization has, or they will focus on the triumphs that the organization has achieved. Both of those are noble angles to take. But for the 25th year, I knew that EPH's letter this year needed to be special. And so I prayed about it for a couple of months after they asked me to write it. And then it occurred to me. The work that EPH does is sacred. And this is evidenced by the fact that their clients take off their shoes. Think about it. If you're anything like me, one of the first things I do when I get home is I take off my shoes. I take off my shoes because it has a lot of I take off my shoes because it's comfortable, but it has a tremendous amount of symbolism. You're safe. You're comfortable. You can be yourself. You're among those you love. You can finally rest. Often, it means that you're surrounded by those you love. There's a vulnerability that goes in to taking off your shoes, but it's reasonable. A pretty good calculated risk in your home. For someone who's homeless, and especially for a parent who is homeless with their children, being able to be somewhere safe enough that you can take off your shoes, somewhere comfortable enough where you can be yourself among the people you love, somewhere that you can rest and let your guard down, is truly sacred. Being able to take your shoes off at home is a sacred experience, and so often we take it for granted. We don't realize the sacred right there in our midst. We've been told most of our lives that Moses' encounter with the burning bush was a miracle. But Rabbi Lawrence Kushner thinks it's a test. He says, God wanted to find out whether or not Moses could pay attention to something for more than a few minutes. When Moses did, God spoke. The trick is to pay attention to what is going on around you long enough to behold the miracle without falling asleep. There's another world right here within this one, whenever we pay attention. Can we recognize the sacred in our midst? Can we see the beauty and the profundity of what is right here, right now? When we come upon Moses in our reading today, he's tending the flocks of his father-in-law, Jethro. This is Moses. Moses, who will eventually be the Moses who of let my people go, the Moses of the Red Sea, the Moses of water from a rock and manna in the desert, the Moses of the Ten Commandments. But right now, he's tending sheep of his father-in-law. Everyone has to imagine that this could be a really humdrum existence. He's fled his former life after murdering an Egyptian overseer. And now he's just trying to keep his head down. Jim Keat of Riverside Church in New York says that he sees this story this way. We tend to think that Moses walked right up to the burning bush for his divine dialogue. But take a closer look at this scene. Moses is out in the desert, a place filled with dry plants and the hot sun. In an environment like this, an occasional brush fire is bound to happen. Only this time is different. The bush is on fire, but not consumed. How many times did Moses walk past this bush thinking that it was just another victim of the rising temperature? How long did it take him to realize that the same bush was still burning and burning and burning? How long did it take Moses to discover that something divine was happening right there in the midst of his daily routine? Moses steps up to the perpetual fire hazard, likely confused and a bit perplexed, and he hears a voice. Take off your shoes, for where you are is holy ground. Friends, what will it take for you to recognize the sacred in your midst? When we do Bible studies of this text, folks often ask me why God doesn't communicate like this anymore. And my answer is that if we saw a burning bush today, our first response would be with a fire extinguisher. And so instead, despite that, God is still there. God is still communicating to us. Edwina Gately is a theologian and poet who says that God lives 2 inches in from your belly button. Those times when you are excited or nervous or in love, that is God communicating to you. Arthur Jones is an English filmmaker, and in 2010, he decided to take on a little experiment. He was going to travel the world barefoot. He became known as the Soul Man. Get it? Jim Keats describes Jones' experience this way. Jones spent the year traveling the world, walking through the freezing snow in Norway, standing on hot pavement in Shanghai. He embodied the words from Exodus 3. in a way that most of us could not imagine possible. When you take your shoes off, you become more aware of the world around you. You feel it in a different way. You become aware of what you're standing on. You can feel every rock, every surface. It opens your eyes, Jones said. You're suddenly in touch with everything around, and it feels like you're a little kid again, seeing the world for the first time. I would add that there is a risk that's involved in taking off your shoes. Those of you who wouldn't take your shoes off today, it might have been just about logistics, and I can understand that, but very often when we don't take our shoes off, there are two reasons. Either there's a risk on the ground, or we don't want to expose our feet. Both are risky and intimate. Friends, recognizing the sacred in the world, in the midst of our everyday, is risky and intimate. When we recognize that God is right here, we can't be numb or oblivious any longer. When we recognize that God is right here, our lives have meaning and purpose that it may have been otherwise convenient to forget. When we recognize that God is right here, wonder and awe become our constant companions, shaping our actions, our values, indeed our whole lives. My prayer for all of us this week, whether you take your shoes off or not on this holiday weekend, is that you are able to feel this good earth that God has created, and that in doing so, you recognize that where you are is sacred ground. Amen.